Anything new in terms of the sort of pathogenesis of how this happens?
So what's thought is that when you knock out the HER2 gene in experimental models, what happens is there's nothing in terms of the phenotype in the animal. If you knock it out just regularly, the animals aren't even born. It's an embryonic lethal, and they don't develop parts of their cerebellum. And interestingly enough, the trabeculae of the heart don't develop. So people did conditional knockouts. It allows the gene to function during development and birth and early life, and then it's knocked out in the adult, specifically in the heart. When you do that, what happens is the cardiac muscle looks fine until you stress it. And if you put it under any stress, what you get is a dilated cardiomyopathy. So that began to tell us what HER2 was doing in the normal heart was playing a role in repairing stress or protecting against stress-induced cardiac dysfunction. And now what we're finding is if you add anthracycline plus the trastuzumab, you've taken away this protection mechanism and you've caused this stress. Bingo, you now have this cardiac dysfunction that in the worst case scenario results in congestive heart failure.